Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Kiddushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah Chas being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Ravan Druzivig Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Kiddush is B'ti. A man said, "I accept Kiddushin for my daughter," or he says, "Kiddush Tiv Gidar Shtia Kishiktano." I accept Kiddushin for her and accepted her Gershin as well when she was a Ktano. And Varehi Ktano. Right now she's a Ktano. Naman he's believed to say this, and that's because since right now, if he wants to, he could accept Kiddushin for her and accept her get for her because she's a Ktano. She's younger than 12. He could do so. Therefore, he's believed to say that he did do it. However, let's say he says, "I accept Kiddushin for her and her get for her when she was a Ketana, but Varehi Gedoila, right now she's a Gedoila." Enu Neman is not believed. He doesn't have an Emunus. He doesn't have that believability to Aser his daughter right now if he can't do that action right now. Yes, he's claiming that he did this a while back when he was allowed to, but since right now in his current state, he's not able to accept the Kiddushin for her, so he can't Aser her. And furthermore, let's say he says, "Nishbez Ubdisiya, she was captured by non-Jews and I redeemed her. Ben Shiktana, Ben Shigdoila, whether she's a Ketana or Gedoila, Enu Neman is not believed to say that. This asers her from marrying a Kayin. We know that when a woman's captured by a non-Jew, we're assuming she was violated, and a woman like that is asered to marry a Kayin, and the father does not have an amanus to say this about his daughter. Moving on to more cases, Misha Amar B'Shas Misasai. Let's say a man says, on his deathbed, Yashli Banim, I have children, and that means that his wife is not Zakuk to Yibum. She doesn't have to get Yibum done by her husband's brothers because the husband has children. Neman is believed to say this, and that's because this anyway was already her known status. We didn't know if the husband had brothers or sons, and now that he's saying that I have sons, okay, that's just going to continue her status of not being chayv yibum or chalitza. However, let's say he says yashli achim, I have brothers, and now that's going to make his wife chayv and yibum. Einoy neman, he's not believed to say that because he's trying to change her previously known status, and this is something that the husband does not have the emunus to do. And lastly, amakashas bitay stam, if a man accepts kiddushin for his daughter stam, meaning somebody hands him kiddushin and says, "I want to be makadish your daughter with this," and he accepts it, and he didn't specify which daughter, so all of his daughters are safek mikudeshes. However, ein abagers bechlal. The older daughters, the one above 12 and a half, are not included because he's not able to accept Kiddushim for them. And moving on to Mishnah Tes, here we have a very unique case. He has two groups of daughters from two wives. So he married Leah and had two daughters from her, and then he married Rachel and had two daughters from her. So that means that Leah's two daughters are older than Rachel's two daughters. V'amar, then this fellow says, "I accept Kiddushim for my older daughter, but I don't know if I accept Kiddushim for the oldest of the older daughters, meaning for Leah's older daughter, or if I accept the Kiddushin for the older of the younger set of daughters, which means Rachel's older daughter, or if I accept the Kiddushin for the younger of the older daughters, meaning Leah's youngest daughter, because she's older than the oldest one in the younger group. Leah's youngest daughter is older than Rachel's oldest daughter, and so technically Leah's youngest daughter could be considered the older daughter. In this case, Kulan Asurais, all these daughters are Asur, except for the youngest of the youngest daughters. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Because according to Rav Meir, a man will call any daughter of his that could potentially be considered the oldest daughter, his oldest daughter. Now Rabbi Yossi says, that's not true. Kulan Mutaris, all the daughters are Mutar, except for the oldest of the oldest daughters. Because when a person says, my older daughter, he means the oldest daughter possible. Now we have the exact opposite case. Let's say a man says, Kiddush is Bita Aktano, accept the Kiddushin for my younger daughter. I don't know if it was for the youngest of the youngest, meaning Rachel's youngest daughter, or the youngest of the older daughters, meaning Leah's younger daughter, or the oldest of the younger daughters, meaning Rachel's oldest daughter. And why would she be considered younger? Because she's still younger than the youngest one of the oldest daughters. So maybe it was for her that I accepted the Kiddushin. Kulan Asuras, all them are Asur, except for the oldest of the oldest, Divrei Meir. That's Rav Meir's opinion. And once again, Rav Meir's Lashitasai, the man will call any daughter who could be considered younger the younger daughter. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that no, Kulan Mutaris, all them are mutter except for the youngest of the youngest, meaning Rachel's youngest daughter. Because when a man says, my youngest daughter, that means his very youngest daughter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.